This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Wednesday. Yes, that lovely whip 'em out Wednesday, December the 17th of 2025. Day 351st of the year, and only 14 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there. No, like, seriously, over there.
Radio Big USA.
Oh, yes, a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, a lot of good stuff. By the way, I forgot to talk about this yesterday. I was so offended that I didn't even remember myself. Yesterday was Philip K. Dick's birthday. He was still alive. He was born back in 1928. Yeah, one of the best authors of all time, and I totally blew it yesterday. I didn't mention anything about it, but I guess that's just kind of the way that it goes sometimes. Out of sight, out of mind is what people say. I know, terrible thing to say. But it does happen from time to time. So let's talk about this. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's just kind of what we do. We talk a little bit about everything that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. And then from that side around, we kind of take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and we talk about it, sprinkle it through, bring some professional broadcasters in, and they'll start talking right away about the things that are going on out there that you might care about and that you might not care about, which is the fun part. Outside of that, simple process. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. Once you get there, audio, video, and text messaging are kind of the key cards in regards of everything that's going on. And then we just move. It's that simple in regards to doing it. And outside of that, that's pretty much it. Pretty much it. And then you are aware that we are doing the countdown to Christmas. I think we're 8 days away.
8 days until Christmas. And yes, that gift card counts as thoughtful.
Yeah, gift cards are thought as thoughtful because at least you bought something. So you take money that was worth something everywhere, and then now it's just limited to one event. I mean, it's good. No. Seriously, it's good. It's like stuff that you should know just for you buy it and then you make it only work in one place when it was okay to work everywhere. Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. I'm just saying. So there you go. Some stuff to think. So let's start talking right away. Our show, when we go all over the place and talk a little bit about this and a little bit about that, don't worry because we're good. We're talking, we're moving, we're grooving and all the fun stuff. I just want to reference this because I think it's interesting as we talk. You are aware that during this time of the year, schedules get all messed up. So I've already been asked several times by different people on what we are doing. We will definitely be finishing out this week in regards to the stuff that is going on with the show. We'll talk next week in regards to what's going on. I am aware that Thursday of next week is Christmas. So we'll just kind of play it by ear as we go. So don't worry about anything. I won't be gone for like 3 weeks and stuff like that. We will try to keep it as realistic as possible in regards to what we're doing. And then move from there. So if you're good with it, I'm good with it. Let's move forward. Let's bring in our friends from Feature Story News and let them feature away all of their stuff because, you know, I think it's important for us to talk about everything that's going on. If I didn't deem it important, then I don't think I'd be sitting here trying to talk about all of this. It's kind of always a weird time when we start talking about what the hell is going on, because then people are like, okay, the world is good, the world is bad, let's get you through everything, let's not get you through everything. So I don't know. I look at it and I go, it's a good time to be alive when we start talking about all of the stuff that is going on. Simple process. So let's do this. Let's get you into the news right now as we are moving.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Ishan Garg. Hundreds of mourners gathered in a Bondi synagogue for the funeral of Rabbi Eli Schlanger on Wednesday as the first funerals are being held in Australia for victims of Sunday's mass shooting on Bondi Beach. 15 people were killed in the mass shooting allegedly carried out by a father and son. Laura Westbrook has more.
Rabbi Eli Schlanger was a father of five who was killed on Sunday evening when gunmen opened fire on a Jewish festival. The 41-year-old had reportedly been the head of the Shabbat mission in Bondi for 18 years and leaves behind a wife and young children, including a two-month-old baby. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese reportedly says his heart goes out to the community on a difficult day. Authorities say the attack was designed to sow panic among the nation's Jews. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Indian police say the family in India of the alleged gunman who died in Sunday's attack on Australia's Bondi Beach weren't aware of his radical mindset. They say that he left Hyderabad, where he was originally from, 27 years ago. Police in Australia are investigating it as an act of terrorism.
Sajid Akram, who is alleged to have carried out the attack along with his son, was originally from the city of Hyderabad in South India, according to a statement from state police. They said that he studied for a degree in commerce in Hyderabad before moving to Australia in 1998. Akram married and had a son and daughter with a woman described as being of European origin. The statement said that he travelled to India 6 times, but he didn't attend his father's funeral, and his local family members have expressed no knowledge of his radical mindset. It's being reported that Akram's relationship with his extended family in Hyderabad had broken down. He last visited the city in 2022, according to police. He continued to hold an Indian passport, but his children were born in Australia and they are Australian citizens. Rebecca Bundin, Mumbai.
Officials in the US state of Rhode Island are hopeful that new CCTV footage will lead them to the gunman who murdered 2 students at Brown University on Saturday. Mitch McCann reports.
Hours after a person of interest had been released due to a lack of evidence, the FBI released new still images and moving vision of a person they want to speak with, filmed 2 hours before the mass shooting at Brown University. The video shows a masked person wearing dark clothing and a winter hat walking around streets surrounding the campus. Officials have renewed their calls for members of the public to provide pictures and video from that afternoon in the hope it will generate new leads. There is a noticeable heightened police presence in Providence, and law enforcement officials have been seen walking the streets in groups searching for evidence. Mitch McCann, Providence, Rhode Island.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
Let's be in no doubt. Our world is more dangerous and contested now than it has been for decades.
Today, the extraordinary warning voiced there by the new head of the UK's MI6. In her first public comments since she was appointed, Blaise Metrovelli blasted Russia, its war on Ukraine and its foot-dragging over peace.
We all continue to face the menace of an aggressive, expansionist and revisionist Russia seeking to subjugate Ukraine and harass NATO. I find it harrowing that hundreds of thousands have died, with the toll mounting every day because of Putin's historical distortions and his compromised desire for respect. But Putin should be in no doubt. Our support is enduring. The pressure we apply on Ukraine's behalf will be sustained.
She also accused the Kremlin of operating in the grey zone and constantly testing NATO through a series of asymmetric actions aimed at provoking the alliance. This in the same week that the chief of the defence staff in the UK warned that European sons and daughters need to be ready to fight in the kind of war their grandparents waged, as a direct result of both Russian aggression and doubts about America's ongoing commitment to the post-war Transatlantic Alliance. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
FSN is an independent source of news for TV, radio and digital networks worldwide. You can find more of our minute-by-minute updates on Twitter. Follow us there at Feature Story. And we have a wealth of audio and video stories from our global news bureaus on Facebook. You can find us there by following Feature Story News. Stay tuned for further updates right here. But for now, that is the latest Feature Story News. Ishan Garg reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans So the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's RULA.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's RULA.com/safetyfm because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like some risky business as we are hanging out doing our thing 16 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's start talking right away about some things that are going on inside of the world, because you know that's just kind of what we do. So we're not going to start off with some major news stories. Let's just kind of start off a little soft, a little slow today in regards of what we're going to talk about. So here's one for us to give some consideration to. Funeral home mistakenly gave their father his dead son's brain in a plastic bag when they only asked for his clothes. A California family is suing San Jose funeral home after a nightmare-level mistake. A father asked for his deceased son's clothes and was allegedly handed his son's brain in a red biohazard bag instead. Alexander Pignon, 27, died suddenly in May. His family paid over $10,000 for full-service funeral and specifically requested that their son's buried in nicer clothing. When the father picked up the clothes a week later, he was given a bag marked biohazard, thinking that it was laundry, and he dumped it into the washing machine only to discover that it was a human brain matter. The family says they've never told a cranial autopsy was done. After calling the funeral director, the father was told to bring it back, forcing him to scoop it up. What he didn't know was his son's brain. He got not even an explanation and never received the clothes. And to make matters worse, a funeral home employee later claimed that the brain was left rotting in a box in a courtyard for 2.5 months until the smell gave it away. The family is now suing, accusing the funeral home of horrific error and even worse cover-up. The company says that it won't comment due to litigation. So somewhere OSHA just fainted is something to think about as we are talking. So what do you think here? Gets interesting right away. As we are talking, take a listen to this one. An 86-year-old Englishman just learned that in modern Britain, even Mother Nature can get you fined. Roy Marsh was taking a breather in a parking lot in a seaside town of Skenesis, I believe it is, when he blew a large leaf right into his mouth. And he did what any human would have done. He spat it out. That's when two enforcement officers swooped in and dumped a mattress. Where two motorists swooped in, just like that he had just dumped a mattress in a motorway and slapped him with a $335 littering fine. Marsh tried explaining that it was an accident. He even called one officer a silly boy, which may have cost an even extra, extra $100. And Bride alone, turns out that they were dead serious. The fine was supposed to reduce to a verbal, but still had to pay a full amount anyways, because bureaucracy never misses a leg day. Local officials called the enforcement heavy-handed and warned that that kind of nonsense scares tourists away. The council defended the officer, saying that they only approach people committing environmental crimes, translating leaves are contraband. And this isn't a one-off. Another woman was fined for dumping a splash of coffee into a storm drain before boarding a bus. So the 86-year-old who survived World War II, but not a leaf with an attitude. I mean, just think about how crazy this is in regards of it. Take a listen to one more for you, if you don't mind. A Maryland woman trusted her gut and sent her husband out to buy a Powerball ticket, and boom, her instincts and intuition were right by about $50,000. He grabbed $20 of quick pick tickets, and the very last line, matched four white balls in December the 4th drawing. This lottery was equivalent of hitting a snooze button one time and still making the flight. She broke the news to him at work with the classic warning, "You need to sit down for this one." Translation, life just got better. The couple plans to spend some of the winnings on a family vacation with their grandchildren. So there you go. Some stuff to think about as we are talking. Okay, so I guess let's get into some, should we get into some serious topics? Let's get into some serious topics for a moment, because I think it might be important. Let's see. Trump's 2025 executive orders outnumber the total of the first term. Take a listen to this. President Trump is wasting exactly zero time in his second term, and the numbers are back it up. According to the Washington Post, the president has already signed 221 executive orders, surpassing the 220 that he signed during all 4 years of his first presidency. And no, that's not a typo. That's the full term worth executive action already in the books. For comparison, Joe Biden signed 162 executive orders, while Barack Obama signed 276 total across two terms. Trump orders spanned a wide range of tariffs and trade moves and make up about a quarter of them, with the rest of them covering immigration, federal bureaucracy, social policy, and even, yes, showerhead water pressure. And that is not a joke, as I say the last one. The strategy has allowed the president to move fast and forcefully with his priorities without waiting for Congress. But there's a catch. Executive orders are easy to undo, and about one-third of Trump's orders have already been challenged in court. So there you go. There you go. There you go. Some stuff to talk about. Okay, take a listen to this one as well. The Chronicle of Philanthropy just dropped the annual list of the largest charitable donations over the year, and Nike co-founder Phil Knight ran away with it. Phil and his wife Penny donated $2 billion to cancer research, according to what is being said, accounting for about 40% of roughly about $5 billion tracked on the list. The money headed to Oregon Health and Science University, expanding research and clinical trials through the Knight Cancer Institute. The list isn't all inclusive, though. The AP points out that Michael and Suzanne Dell's $6.25 billion gift to investments accounts for U.S. children didn't qualify because it's unclear whether it would ultimately go to a tax-exempt nonprofit. Mackenzie Scott's $7.1 billion in giving also left off, since her donations were spread across hundreds of organizations rather than one massive check. The top three single donations that did make the cut are $2 billion by Phil and Penny Knight for the OHSU Cancer Institute, $746.7 million by Warren Buffett, who donated 1.5 million shares of Berkshire Hathaway stock to Susan Thompson's Buffett Foundation focused on women's reproductive health, and $500 million from Mike and Jackie Bezos. Mike? Really? Who's Mike? Now I want to know who Mike is. UNICEF USA Child Nutrition Fund, supporting food and access for women, children worldwide. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. So what do you think? What do you think there? I mean, that's a lot of donations, and that's good that that life is going on. So there you go. There you go. Okay, so let's talk about this one. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says that the Pentagon will not, yes, listen to that one more time,
will not
release the top secret full unedited video of the controversial September strike on suspected drug boats, citing longstanding Department of War and Defense policies. Hegseth said that the footage will be shown only to appropriate congressional committees and not to the public. Hegseth made the comments yesterday after a bipartisan classified briefing on all the strikes. He declined to take questions and did not say whether he redacted or edited the version of the video that might eventually be released. Secretary of State Mark Rubio also attended the briefing and headed to the House for a similar closed session with lawmakers. After viewing the footage, House Speaker Mike Johnson said the military actions were entirely appropriate, arguing that the people in the vessel were drug runners. Yeah, drug runners. That's not a joke as I say that. And what else was said? What else was said? Drug runners, not standard civilians. Johnson said that the survivors were attempting to recover the capsized boats were signaling to another nearby vessel of the mission. The strike in question took place on September the 2nd when Trump administration carried out the first publicly acknowledged attack on a suspected drug smuggling boat in the Caribbean. The operation became controversial after a second missile strike was launched, killing the two remaining survivors in that initial hit. So what do you think there? Like, seriously.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
I'm just saying. So what do you think? So, I don't know. Let's talk about this one because, you know, we had to talk a little bit about everything. And people go, well, why do you talk about some other stuff, just not safety stuff? Well, because you have to have a door to open in regards of having a conversation. If you jump into just talking about safety, most people will not give a shit as you first start off. So let's kind of go down this path and talk about some other things that are going on for you to have something to talk about as we move forward. Construction on President Trump's planned White House ballroom can continue, at least for now. The U.S. District Judge Richard Leon rejected an emergency request of the National Trust for Historic Preservation to temporarily halt the $300 million project, ruling that allowing underground work to proceed over the next several weeks is unlikely to cause irreparable harm. Leon A.W. Bush appointee, Leon, a George W. Bush appointee, apparently I can't speak, said the administration can keep working below the ground, but warned it cannot make permanent decisions like plumbing routes and that would lock the ballroom's final size. He scheduled an argument on a possible longer-term injunction for early next year. The judge also put the White House on notice, ordering that the administration to submit a project to the National Capital Planning Commission by the end of December. As previously promised, the court will hold them to that, Leon said. So there you go. So this has been making all, you know, the conversation all over the place. So let's talk about this real quick. Nick Renner is charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Nick Renner has been formally charged with two counts of first-degree murder in the killing of his parents, legendary filmmaker Rob Reiner, and his wife Michelle. If convicted, the 32-year-old would face life in prison without parole, potentially the death penalty, though Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman said no decision has been made yet on seeking capital punishment. So there you go. Some other news about that. Investigations are zeroing in on the chilling timeline of the murder of the filmmaker and his wife. Sources close to the investigation told the Daily Mail that they were found in their bed with their throats cut and they had been asleep when they were killed. While police say that not officially confirmed, the bodies were discovered inside of the home, and the information about this is critical in determining when the murders occurred and suggesting that the attack may have happened in the middle of the night. The killings are believed to have taken place sometime between Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about as we are going through. We got a few more here, so let's go through it. New details are emerging about Nick Renner's behavior at the Conan O'Brien Christmas party just hours before his parents were killed. According to sources, it has been cited. Yes, it's been cited. by the Daily Mail and NBC News that Nick Reiner allegedly had a tense interaction with comedian Bill Harder during the party. The source claims that Nick interrupted Harder, who told him that he was in the middle of a private conversation. Nick reportedly stood there staring before storming off, an exchange that unsettled other guests. This incident adds to an early report that Nick was acting erratically throughout the star-studded gathering. Witnesses have said that he was staring at attendees' behavior, you know, antisocial, repeatedly asking people if they were famous. TMZ reports that Nick also had a very loud argument with his father, filmmaker Rob Reiner, and his mother, Michelle, prompting the couple to leave the party early. Rob had reportedly brought Nick along as part to keep an eye on him. So there you go. And then I'll give you one more real quick, and then we'll kind of move on into some other things. Jane Fonda says that she is still stunned after seeing that Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle just hours before they were brutally murdered. Fonda shared the on Instagram post remembering the couple after running into them at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party. Their final public appearance, she said, Rob and Michelle looked healthy, happy, and very much themselves, praising them as kind, generous people who were constantly trying to make the world better. Fonda added that they had been helping her launch the Committee for the First Amendment, and she's reeling about the shock of their deaths. Behind the smiles, though, a night reportedly took a dark turn. Sources say that Rob and Michelle got into a loud, uncomfortable argument with their son Nick at the party and left early. Multiple insiders claimed that Nick was acting erratically, as we already discussed, making it guests uneasy, asking people if they were famous, behaving creepily, and sticking out in a hoodie at a formal event. The next day, the couple was found stabbed to death in Brentwood home by their daughter, Romy. Nick was arrested the following day and charged with their murders. So it gets pretty weird pretty quick as we are talking. So what do you think about the whole thing? It's going to get more and more interesting as we go down the path. You already know this. It's going to be one of those things that people are going to be asking questions as we go. So as people are going in inside of callinradio.com, I got a question for you. Take a listen to this. Would you rather? This is going to be the questions for today, and you can take your choice of whichever one you want to do. Would you rather look at your mom's internet search history or your dad's internet search history? Would you rather be traveling or celebrating the holidays? Would you rather give up all drinks except water or give up eating anything that was cooked in an oven? Would you rather only be able to wash your hair twice a year or only be able to check your phone once a day? And then last but not least, would you rather to be able to talk to your way out of any situation or punch your way out of any situation? Go to callinradio.com and feel free on answering any of those, because it can give you a good time if you're looking for that, that's for sure. Anyways, with that being said, let's get into our main story, because it is that time.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's get back into what some people are here for.
Let's get it in right there, my friend, and let's start talking.
So let's talk about some of that safety stuff that people are looking forward to discuss today, and let's talk about this. There is a phrase that gets thrown around a lot in safety, and we need to talk about this because that is going to be the best way to do it. And you've heard it, and you probably said it, and hell, you may even believe it at some point. There are some safety absolutes. Yeah. Rules that never bend. Principles that never fail. Statements that are always true no matter what. You know what I'm talking about. You've heard this before. And that's where the bullshit starts, because that's just the reality of the whole thing. Because the moment someone says always or never in safety, they stop talking about reality and start talking about comfort, because that is just what it boils down to. And let me tell you a story. Years ago, I'm standing in one of those control rooms after an incident, because that's kind of how it happens. Nothing catastrophic, nothing, you know, worth headlines or anything along those lines, but serious enough that everyone was tense. The investigation kicked off fast, because that's how these things go. They just go boom, 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 boom. And then here's what happens. And within about 10 minutes, someone said the words that instantly shut the room down. If we had just followed the procedure, this wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. And that was it. The first safety absolute of the day. Follow the procedure, no incident. Sounds great on a PowerPoint, it sure does. Falls apart the moment you meet the actual work. Because when we walked the job, not the procedure, not the binder, but the job, the procedure didn't match reality. Not even close. The steps were out of order. The timing was impossible. The one of the instructions literally required someone to be in two places at the same time, but absolutely stayed intact. Why? Because absolutes protects the system from self-reflection. Another favorite. All incidents are preventable. All incidents are preventable. This one sometimes gets applauses at conferences that I've been to. Feels empowering, feels proactive, but it also quietly implies it's something darker. If it happened, someone failed. Not the system, not the design, not the incentives. A person. You know, that guy from that other department caused this issue to occur. Because all incidents are preventable. They evenly are injury is a proof of incompetence instead of evidence of complexity. And complexity, well, is super uncomfortable. And here's the truth that no one likes to say out loud. Some incident happened despite competent people doing reasonable things in a messy environment. That doesn't mean we stop learning. It means we stop lying to ourselves. Then there's this gem. Zero is the only acceptable number. Zero incidents, zero injury, zero tolerance. And the one that people forget to say out loud, zero thought. Because zero as a goal sounds noble, but zero as a metric turns it into a silence. People stop reporting, near misses disappear, learning evaporates. And leadership proudly celebrates how safe things look while signal is quietly bleeding out of the system. Zero doesn't mean create safety, it creates optics. Let me say that again. Zero doesn't create safety. It creates optics. Another absolute that I love is it's unsafe. Stop the job. The theory? Perfect. Because it's a great theory. In practice, let's be honest. Stopping a job often means stopping production. Stopping production means pressure. Pressure means explanations. Explanation means consequences. In subtle or otherwise. Think about that real quick. You have stop work authority. So workers learn fast. They don't stop the job. They manage the risk quietly. They make it work. And even as they move forward. And then we fact surprise when something goes wrong. And the absolute wasn't wrong. It was incomplete because safety slogans don't pay the price. People do. It may be my personal favorite. Safety is everyone's responsibility. Sounds inclusive. Sounds empowering. But here's the trick. When safety is everyone's responsibility, it often becomes no one's accountable for it. Leadership sets the slogan, workers absorb the risk, and when something happens, responsibility slides, well, a little bit downhill there. Real safety isn't shared responsibly. It's not a shared responsibility. It definitely isn't. It's a clear responsibility, supported by sharing learning. You share what you've learned. Now, don't get me wrong. Rules matter, procedures matter, and principles matter because I don't want people to say otherwise. But the moment we turn them into absolutes, we do stop seeing reality. We stop seeing reality right there in real time. Because safety doesn't live in binders. It lives in trade-offs, in time pressure, in conflicting goals, in human judgment. And humans don't operate in absolutes. They operate in context. The most dangerous thing in safety isn't risk. It's certainty. Yes, it's certainty. Certainty that we can already know. Certainty that we answer, that the answers are simple. Certainty that if everyone just did what they were told, everything would be fine. And certainty, well, is definitely comforting if you think about it. And it's deadly. So maybe it's time that we retire the absolutes, not because safety doesn't matter, because reality matters more. Because if we actually want safer systems, we need slogans and better questions, not who broke the rule, but why did this make sense at the time? Not how did we enforce it? How do we enforce this harder? But what are we asking people to do? Maybe that's the question that we should be asking. But, and not this one, because this is the other one. And how do we get back to zero? But what signals are we ignoring right now? Maybe that's the question. Because safety isn't about things that fail, because safety doesn't have to fail when people break the rules. Safety fails when people pretend the rules are the whole story. And here's the absolute truth, or at least close to what we're trying to get into. You know, that a lot of this stuff, when it's all said and done and you think about a safety absolute, you know the moment you hear it, that everything from that point on is just a bunch of bullshit.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from Jay Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking, rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety Transmission, The Collapse of the Construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term
coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R Safety Show.
That's the great part about it. Let's see. It's 45 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. And thank you for all of the great communication inside of Call-In Radio. Yes, the pictures and answers have been quite fantastic. Thanks for sending those over. So, yeah, this right here, this one's called Cantoon. Yeah, we're still producing songs in-house. I'm not going to lie here. Not that I was lying at any other point. So there you go. Ghost unknown. Reflections of the yeah, a lot of good times as we are talking. This one's Cantoon. Nowhere for it to be released. You can only hear it here on the Rated R Safety Show. Currently. Silence cuts to. Okay, so thank you for the production, I guess. I don't know what to say, so there you go. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that is about my friend Zed to write love on her arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, you're going to see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. I'm going to tell you, you go to that website, it can change things in your life on how you look at things, no doubt about that. So let's start talking real quick about some other things going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's kind of what we do around here. So you are familiar with the company Ford, and you are familiar with trucks with Ford. And they were pushing hard with this electric Ford F-150 that was out. Well, take a listen to this. Ford is abandoning its fully electric F-150 models. The company is absorbing the $19.5 billion write-off on the project connected to the research and development costs. Instead, they're going to roll out an extended range hybrid model. The company is fully scrapping the plans for the next generation fully electric pickup and its slate of electric commercial vans. So there you go. Kind of surprising to see them taking this particular turn, but some people are going, hey, it's time for us to get rid of this stuff, and that is the reason that this is being done. So what do you think? Do you have any thought process whatsoever on the full-blown F-150 Lightning going ta-ta? So you are aware that if you own one of these things, more than likely parts will become extremely difficult to find. Unless it is kind of one of those base models that they're kind of interchangeable parts. Keep in mind that the engine is going to be the biggest thing between a normal vehicle and an electric vehicle. This is kind of the way that it works. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. Also, in some other news, the Customs and Border Protection Agency reported this week that the United States brought in a record $200 billion in 2025, and each of October and November total tariff collection exceeded $30 billion with a B dollars. The update comes amid multiple lawsuits, some in the Supreme Court, seeking the end of sweeping tariffs reform initiative. And this is according to CNBC. So we're definitely going to see what ends up taking place there, because as you are aware, and I am aware, the financial impact on this will have the biggest thing that will end up coming about in regards if anything gets moved or not. Let's not lie about this. So think about that for a few moments. Anyways, with that being said, let's do something a little bit more positive and bring in some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what's going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Bud. Napoleon Hill said, "Don't wait. The time will never be just right." I can relate to this one. I know a guy who needs to hear this. Now, I love this guy. He's an awesome dude. I've wanted to work with him for about 10 years, but we've never worked together. The time has never been right. We met through an event that we were both supporting, and he and I hit it off right away. We have many similar interests. He owns a business, and we talked about working together someday, but that day has just never arrived. When I first shared an idea, he wasn't ready because he was too new. Now he's struggling to stay in business. Maybe we waited too long.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Nick Reiner is in custody on suspicion of murder and held on multi-million dollar bail. Family members issued a brief statement expressing profound sorrow and asking for privacy. Kyle Norris reported.
A university town remains on edge as the search continues for the gunman behind a deadly campus shooting in Rhode Island.
Authorities in Providence say the manhunt for the Brown University shooter has entered a third day, with multiple leads but no arrests. Police released a person of interest, but continue to monitor others identified through public tips. Officials have circulated an image of a figure in dark clothing, calling it the clearest visual yet of the suspected shooter. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Flash floods in Morocco's coastal city of Safi have turned streets into rivers, sweeping away cars, debris, and entire neighborhoods.
Officials say at least 37 people have been killed after heavy rain triggered sudden flooding in Safi and surrounding areas. Local television reports that more than 70 homes in the old city center have been inundated, with rescue teams searching for missing residents. Authorities warn the downpours will continue into Tuesday, with snow also expected. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Across the Pacific, Israeli leaders are pressing Australia to do more as grief and anger spread far beyond the shoreline.
Israel's government has urged Australian authorities to crack down on anti-Semitic crimes and warned that global recognition of a Palestinian state can fuel hostility toward Jews. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he raised concerns about rising anti-Semitism with Australian leaders months earlier. Chris Anderson reporting.
In sports, a major blow hits the defending Super Bowl champions as their star quarterback faces a long road back from a serious knee injury.
The Kansas City Chiefs say Patrick Mahomes has torn the ACL in his left knee, ending his season. Mahomes was hurt while trying to extend a play, and the team confirmed the diagnosis after further testing. Doctors expect months of rehabilitation, forcing the Chiefs to turn to their backup quarterback as they fight to keep their postseason hopes alive. David Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
The federal agents say they have disrupted a New Year's Eve bomb plot in California, arresting four people linked to a radical anti-government group.
The Justice Department announced that four suspects associated with the Turtle Island Liberation Front were taken into custody in the Los Angeles area. Investigators say the group was allegedly
parties in the area and examining digital devices seized during the raid. Investigators have not detailed the alleged plot, but stress there is no wider threat known at this stage. Chris Anderson reporting.
Sudan's war is entering an even darker phase, with rights groups accusing the RSF of hiding evidence of mass killings around El Fasher.
A new report using satellite images suggests the paramilitary force dug and expanded clusters of possible mass graves after taking the city. The analysis.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get you summed up and get you out of here. If you're ready, it is 54 minutes past the top of the hour, and let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. Back in 1991, soap opera One Life to Live airs its 6,000th, yes, 6,000th episode. That happened back on this day in 1991. So there you go. If you're looking at some celebrity birthdays for today, let's talk about some of those. Eugene Levy turned 79. Paul Rogers turned 76. Barry Livingston turned 72. Bill Pullman turned 72 as well. And Peter Farley, the director, turned 69 today. Mike Mills turned 67. And Sarah Paulson, yes, the actress, she turns 51 today. So there you go. Let's talk about some things that you ought to know. Winter arrives in 4 days, just in case if you do not know that. That arrives on Sunday. Also, Christmas is about 8 days away, just in case if you do not have that holiday shopping thing done. So just kind of keeping it real with you. And then tonight's Powerball jackpot is for $1.25 billion. Yes, $1.25 billion. And here's last night, Mega Million numbers. It goes something like this. Jackpot was $80 million. It was 2020. 24, 46, 59, 65. And the Mega Ball was 7. So here you go. Take a listen to this. Me being from
Florida.
Disney World is facing heavy backlash after announcing a massive price hike for its merchandise shipping service. For years, guests could ship their Disney purchases home, saving themselves from, you know, cramming popcorn buckets and plush toys into overstuffed suitcase for a fee capped at $40. The cap is gone. Disney has now raised the maximum shipping cost to $99.99, a 150% increase. The prices still depends on the value of the items, but the new ceiling has turned what it used to be convenience into a serious hit into the budget, considering that how easy it is already to spend hundreds of dollars on souvenirs, clothes, and toys inside the parks. Fans are furious that Disney is charging even more just to get their own stuff home. So there you go. So then don't buy so much shit that you can't afford to ship it. Maybe look at it that way. Also, President Trump will deliver a primetime address from the White House tonight as he nears the end of his first year back in office. Trump announced the 9 p.m. Eastern address in Post-Truth Social without specifying what he will be discussing. I look forward to seeing you then. It has been a great year for our country, and the best is yet to come, Trump said. So there you go, some things to talk about. And then also, let's see, what else? Do we talk about this? Yeah, Donald Trump has declared the Venezuelan regime a foreign terrorist organization and ordered a total and complete blockade, a sanctioned oil tankers headed to and from the country. The president, its drone strikes campaign against drug boats in the region has killed 95 people to date, but Trump is now going to step into it further in his campaign against dictator Nicolas Maduro, whom he previously told to flee the country. Venezuela is completely surrounded by the largest armada ever assembled in the history of South America. He said that Trump said that Maduro, who once again is called legitimate, you must give the United States the oil and land and other assets stolen by Venezuela. He accused him of, you know, stolen oil, finance, narco-terrorism, human trafficking, murdering, and kidnapping, and self-enrichment. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. Anyways, if I can leave you with some words of wisdom today, obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, you don't run around and give up. Figure out how to climb it. That's the best way to do it. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with for the next hour, couple hours or so, we'll be talking about the world of safety consulting. No, we won't. That will happen here on Safety FM with Sheldon Primus. I will be talking about the world of music and entertainment if you want to go over there. Anyway, so that's going to sum up our time together. So there you go. I can't leave you with some words of advice for today. Make your password your favorite affirmation so that you have to repeat it whenever you log in. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
No angels, no machine to save, just the pulse.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission, the collapse of the construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by J. Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.